Sometimes bad days just happen. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, had a customer in Northwest Arkansas that bought four loads of hay from me. This is, I think, the second year they bought from me. I think the second year, maybe the third. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. And I think it is the third year. Anyway, I was trying to get their hay up to them, and a buddy of mine that actually buys some hay from me here local, we had discussed him helping me move some of that hay. So we both got loaded up one day, left out that morning, headed up to Northwest Arkansas to get that hay moved, and I had a really good friend of mine and my daughter riding with me in my truck, and then my friend Grant with his truck pulling a load of 23 bales just behind us. He might have been a quarter mile behind us, if that far. Got about to the Knoxville exit on I-40, that's 40, and he called me and said, "I got smoke, pulling over," and then hung up. So I didn't know what was going on. So we pulled over and thought, well, maybe he's going to pull up here and pull over. He didn't top the hill, so we got off the next exit, went back down there. Big plume of smoke. His whole trailer was ablaze. All the hay was on fire. So we got off the freeway there and got on the access road, parked a little ways back so none of the embers, smoking embers, would land on my load of hay and catch it on fire. Got off, ran up there, some truck drivers, some incredible truck drivers. I think there was a Walmart driver, and I don't remember the other drivers. I wish I could, but then some pickup drivers and stuff had stopped to help him. And we were able to get the truck unhooked, pull his pickup truck up so it wasn't a loss. And could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse. I mean, it could have been a life. I mean, it could have been the truck and the trailer and the hay and Grant. I mean, it could have been bad. It could have been really bad. And then I found out that he had watched the people pull up next to him because they'd been stuck behind him in traffic. Out of their irritation, pull up next to him, linger there for a minute, and then flick a cigarette out their window onto the load of hay, and then speed off. So that was frustrating. And we lost 23 bales of hay, and this customer didn't get their full two loads that day. And anyway, in a drought year when hay is kind of hard to come by anyway, and they were already short on what they needed to feed their cows and blah, 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 blah. Sometimes bad days just happen, and you can respond in a lot of different ways to that. But what Paul would tell us in Philippians is to not let anxiety rule your heart. Why? Because what we can do is we can focus on the loss, or we can focus on how much worse it could have been and what we didn't lose. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Don't be anxious, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving in your heart, make your requests known to God." What does that mean? It means that we can't let anxiety rule us and drive us when bad days or even good days happen. We've got to go to God and say, "God, okay, maybe this was a bad day, but I'm thankful that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I'm thankful that Grant didn't lose his life. I'm thankful that he didn't lose his truck. I'm thankful it could have been a lot worse, God, and I'm thankful for that." And to echo the words of one of the dear Jewish almost victims of the Holocaust, when she said, "When I think about what I'm thankful for as I survived that ordeal, I'm just thankful that I wasn't a Nazi." Now think about that. When you go through bad days, or when you go through being a victim of someone else's bad deed or mean action, you can just be thankful that in that particular moment, you weren't the one that had that hatred in your heart. You weren't the one that had that bitterness in your heart that motivated you to do something like that. And may we strive to never be in that place. So today, what can I tell you? Well, sometimes bad days happen. Don't let it steal your joy, and don't let it rule you. Don't let the anxiety rule you. Thank God that He's still God and that He's faithful. And don't get bitter, man. Don't get bitter. Hey, I love you, and I thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. I hope you'll join me next time. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until then, have a great week. God loves you. I love you. And we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.